And now I am happy all day. Oh, at the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the sunlight, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Hiding behind the cross that Jesus may be seen.
Yes.
We thank you for your mercy, for thy goodness.
Yes.
Bless the word as it comes forth, may it take root within our hearts.
Yes.
Bless, oh Father, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run over. And we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus.
Yes.
And for his
sake.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Let us give you
really?
Yes.
Put your head up.
He gave me the victory.
Oh, talk your head up.
So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him, and that is why I love him so. Jesus is real to me.
In the morning,
he's real. He's
real.
He's real.
Oh, yes, he's real.
Jesus is real to me. Whoa.
A question is asked. What more could the Lord have done to his vineyard that he has not already done? What more could he have done?
Come on.
The Bible says that you had the first Adam that brought sin into the world. And then the scripture says you had a second Adam that brought righteousness into the world.
Jesus.
The Bible says that what happened in the past is a type, an example. And what happens in the future is an anti-type or against the example because it's the real thing. So you have a first Adam and then you have a second Adam that brought righteousness into the world, which is Jesus. The first Adam had his garden. Jesus has his garden.
Come on.
Which is called the vineyard. Have you ever heard the song, I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on? That means I come to the church and I seek after the Lord. I come to the vineyard alone.
Praise the Lord.
Are you excited? Sabbath is going all right. Actually, I will put you on speaker. I'm speaking right now, okay? Right. Pastor Doug says hello.
Praise the Lord.
Happy Sabbath.
And I say to Ohio, I say to West Virginia,
Florida.
I say to Florida, and I say to Tennessee, God bless you and happy Sabbath. To those who are live streaming right now. So, what is the vineyard of the Lord? The Bible says in scripture, in the book of Kings, that a certain prophet by the name of Elijah,
come on,
was prompted by God to go to King Ahab over Israel.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible says that when King Ahab saw him coming up, he said, oh, my enemy.
Uh-huh.
And Elijah said, I'm not your enemy. I don't trouble Israel. You, O king, and your wife, Jezebel.
Uh-huh.
And the word of God says that God prompted Elijah to go to Ahab because one day Ahab was standing on his back porch of his castle.
Okay.
And he saw a beautiful vineyard.
Uh-oh.
And he was a collector of vineyards.
Beautiful thing.
And he saw a beautiful thing.
Right.
And he said, oh, I would love to have
that vineyard.
That vineyard.
Uh-oh.
And so he went to the owner of the vineyard by the name of Naboth. And Naboth said that it's a part of my
his
family.
Inheritance.
It's my inheritance.
That's right.
I can't sell it.
Nope.
Nope.
So Ahab tucked his tail and went back to the castle. And Jezebel, who is the daughter of a pagan king, came and said, what's wrong?
Uh-huh.
He said, I saw this vineyard. It was gorgeous. And I tried to buy it from Naboth, and he wouldn't sell it. She said, aren't you the king?
Uh-oh.
Take what you want.
Uh-oh.
What does the 10th commandment say?
Thou shalt not steal.
Why should I cut
it? In modern day terms.
Or modern day terms.
To make it plain for some.
I didn't sit up here. Sit here.
For some people covet and did not steal.
Well, if you covet, you will steal, right?
Yes,
right. Someone said when you break one commandment, you end up breaking another and another and another.
Brother,
all tied in together.
Yeah. Letter of the Spirit.
Jezebel said, and Jezebel is such an infamous person. And Scripture, the Bible said that false worship was named by God in Revelation. That's Jezebel.
Right. Right.
The Bible says that Jezebel says, give me your insignia ring.
Yes, ma'am.
And she wrote a lying decree that Naboth had blasphemed God and the king. And then took the king's ring and sealed it. Then when Naboth went in the high point of the city, in the marketplace, some individuals who had been hired ran up and said, Naboth has blasphemed God and the king. Naboth has blasphemed God and the king. And they took stones and stoned him. And then Jezebel went up to the king. And the king was lying down, facing the wall, pouting. Said, get up. The garden
is yours.
The Bible says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. How high can I go for God not to see me? How low can I go for God not to be there? He that made the eye, can he not see?
See? He that made
the eye. I saw it.
Yes, he did.
I saw it. That man that you killed, Naboth, he was a righteous man. He belonged to me.
Woo!
Well, Elijah. Uh-oh. The Bible said that in that day, Chris, that when prophets were seen, folk got scared. The Bible said that there was a prophet that went into the kingdom of town, and they asked the question, it ain't the Sabbath. It ain't the new moon. Why is he here?
Uh-oh.
What have we done? Some of you all say to me, Pastor, why are you calling me? I miss your call. What have I done? But when you've got a man that's walking with the Lord, and they're paying you attention, or they give you a call, and they say, hey, I want to talk to you for a minute, and sometimes you're scared.
What's going on?
Well, what have I done? Me, I'm just thinking about you. I pray for you. Yes. But you know something on my mind. Uh-oh. The Bible says that Elijah, being prompted by the Spirit of God, came up to Ahab. Ahab knew what he had done to Thomas. When he saw Elijah coming up, he probably said to himself, I knew what it was. I didn't tell my wife to do that. I was happy to get the garden, but here comes Elijah.
Not this fellow. Here we go.
Somebody seen something.
Oh, Elijah, that trouble in Israel?
Uh-huh.
I don't trouble Israel.
You troubled Israel.
And this is what Elijah said. The Bible says, if you know a man to be a man of God, fear that man. Scripture says that, he says, judgment has come to your house, Ahab. And the dogs are going to lick your blood. And the dogs are going to eat your wife. think Elijah walked away?
I imagine that. Okay.
The Bible said there was a war. And Ahab dressed like a regular soldier. But a javelin found him. And he stood up in the chariot for the duration of the evening and then died. When they came with a water pail to wash the chariot, the dogs had already eaten the blood. The Bible says that Jehu, the servant of the Lord, with his men, came riding up on the horses to the castle. And the Bible says that Jezebel went to her mirror and put on her makeup and put on her jewelry and looked out the window and said, "Woohoo, Jehu!" The Bible says that even though she made herself look, it wasn't good enough. And Jehu asked a question that rang throughout eternity. Who's on the Lord's side?
Goodness gracious.
And the Bible says on the other side of the castle, some eunuchs looked out and said, "We are."
Yeah!
See that woman over there?
Throw her out.
Jezebel? Yeah! Throw her out of the window! It didn't say break her down. It said throw her out of the window.
Yes.
The Bible said that they ran over to the other side of the castle and threw her out. And the Bible said that Jehu and his men trampled her down under the horse's feet. And then they went in the castle and ate. And then they asked, "Wait a minute. Isn't she the daughter of a king?
Yeah, let's go bury her."
Bible said he went out to bury her. And he came back and said, "The only thing that's left is her hands and her skull, as they had eaten her by the walls of Jezreel." Say it with me. Don't mess with the Lord's vineyard. Make one with the top of Jesus. His vineyard was his inheritance, the church. Jesus, being the second Adam on top of Naboth, owned the garden and a very fruitful hill.
Come on.
But the husbandman and the supervisors of the vineyard wanted to steal it from the owner. Huh. So the Lord sent some messengers. They drove them out. They stoned them. "Surely if I send my son, the owner of the vineyard," they sent Jesus and killed him. Do you know the Bible says that because they would not render the fruit to the owner of the vineyard in the time of harvest, the Lord would give the vineyard to a foreign nation? Guess what America is?
A foreign nation.
Guess where the 144,000, the pen of inspiration says that in the foreign nation, prophecy shall be fulfilled first. It's in America that must fulfill the prophecies of the Lord first. Guess where the 144,000 are coming from? They ain't coming from the Middle East. They don't love the Lord.
No doubt.
A few years ago, you came to America. Welcome to the 144,000. According to Scripture, Brother Juan, 144,000 are coming. Because what did the Lord say? "I'm going to give my vineyard to a far country. They will give me my fruit in the time of harvest." So where are the 144,000 coming from? The first fruit. They're going to be Americans. The first what?
Fruit.
First fruit. You see, spiritual Jerusalem is America. All the 120 were in the upper room in Jerusalem. You have in the vineyard?
Grapes.
Help me out.
Grapes.
You have grapes.
And you got wild grapes.
You have wild grapes. You've got wheat. You've got tares. You've got trees. You've got grass. You've got
a wine press.
Nobody
mentioned that. The ass was in the garden. Yeah, that's right.
Quentin always comes up a little bit. The vineyard in Adam's day, well, the wine was real grapes, real vines, real grass, real trees. In the example of the type, I'll set these things up as an example, the Bible says. So in the antitype, in our day, you got a spiritual vineyard. You got a spiritual Adam, Jesus. You got spiritual trees. You got spiritual grass. You got spiritual rain. You got spiritual vines. You got spiritual grapes. You got spiritual wheat. You got spiritual. Huh?
Come on.
What does the Bible say in Revelation chapter 7? Come on, let's turn it right quick. Revelation chapter 7. As we turn to Revelation 7, the Bible says in Joel chapter 2 and verse 23, it says, in the last days, in Acts chapter 2, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Old men will dream dreams and young men will see visions. I will pour out my spirit upon what?
All flesh.
The Holy Ghost is looked upon as what? The early and the latter rain. Am I right?
Yes.
Rain waters grass and trees. Am I right?
Yes.
Watch this. Revelation 7. Let's pick it up in verse 1. Read.
And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth.
Read.
Holding the four winds of the earth.
The winds of strife and war. Read.
That the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east.
Now the Bible said, for the winds to be held back, not to blow on the trees or the grass. God is concerned with the grass and the trees. And in Revelation 8, it says every green thing God's concerned with. Hold back the wars. Hold back the winds of strife. Hold back the trouble that's coming upon the world. Hold back the tribulation. Don't hurt the trees. Don't hurt the grass. Don't hurt. Why? Because they're in the vineyard of the Lord. We in here represent his garden. I come to the garden, the church, right?
Amen.
We in the garden represent wheat, tares, grapes, wild grapes, trees, grass. Jesus in the garden is the true vine. We're grafted into that vine.
Come on.
Watch this. What verse? Pick it up.
Verse 2. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God.
This angel is a prophet. Because he's not descending, he's
ascending.
And he's got the seal of God. The angel don't see. According to the pen of inspiration, we see. The Savior's come up upon Mount Zion, Obadiah. Cry loud, spare none. Isaiah 58. Joel chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Show my people. Lift up your voice.
Come on.
Open your mouth. Give wisdom to my people. What did the Lord tell Peter? If you love me,
believe my sheep.
Feed. And when you feed someone with truth, it what, everybody? It seals. Spirit of prophecy says, to be sealed is to be settled in the truth. As someone comes to you and tell you about the good tidings of God.
Come on.
We see it. Brother Warren, we see it. Guess what I'm doing right now?
Sealing.
I'm sealing.
Amen.
I'm sealing you. The Bible says, seal them in their forehead. What's in your forehead?
Your brain.
Your brain. So we're being sealed because we're being, the Bible says, settled. In the true Paul, the psalmist says, I'm fixed, O Lord, I'm fixed to do your will.
Come on.
There are three C's that we need. When you all first accepted the Sabbath, some of you all were born into the Sabbath. We were first convicted. You know, I heard Tyrus talking about something about the Sabbath. I'm a little bit convicted. It's one of the Ten Commandments. And as I studied it, I was like, man, I'm convinced. The second C, convinced. Then the third C, guess what I'm doing? What? I'm going to church on Sabbath.
Converted.
I'm converted. Convicted. Convinced. Converted. You don't have to raise your hand, but how many married folk we have in here? And guess what? When you were dealing with your spouse, you were convicted. She may be the one. He may be the one. You were convinced. Yeah, she's the one. Then you're converted. Do you take this woman to be your wife? And I say this to the married folks, say converted. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
That didn't go over your head, I know. Stay converted. Do you know what the difference between marriages that made it and didn't make it? And this is the truth. They did a survey. And they evaluated people who stayed married for just 2 years. And then they evaluated people that stayed married for 30, 40 years. And guess what? Them together or made them break up, it was the exact same thing between them both. And it made the psychologist scratch their head and say, well, we're confused. The same thing. And they found out that the people that broke up and the people that stayed together had the exact same challenges. And they wondered why some stayed together and why some didn't. And they came to the conclusion that those that stayed together were committed to work it out, committed to pray it out, committed to come together and to counsel with one another. The Bible said, come now, let us reason together.
Thank you.
Huh?
Let's talk.
You never in this life will find someone who totally agrees with you.
That's true.
Totally agree. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, I don't think so.
First of all, women and men are different. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Every time I've counseled husbands and wives, the husbands say the same thing about their wives that every husband says. And they name their wife. And the wife says. And then I tell them all men are that way. You put a name to your husband, but all men act like that. And guess what, brother? All women act like that. They're a little bit more emotional, a little bit more talkative. Men are visionaries. You're talking about paying these bills, and I have a vision of grandchildren.
Yeah, trash
them. The women say, I want to pay these bills. Take your vision of grandchildren and put it in the trash. We got to keep the lights on. Come on, say amen. With the here and now. That's the reason most women pay the bills. Men, I have a dream. Deal with your dream. We have no food on the table. Come on, say amen. Take your dream, all right? Jesus is a husbandman. He's got a vineyard. I said, turn the heat up now. I'm about to pass out. I'm tall. And the heat is coming down on me. All right, Revelation chapter, please turn that to help me out. Revelation 7, it says what? Hold on. Wins till we have what?
Sealed.
Help me out, one verse.
Verse 2. Having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
Read.
Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead.
Sister Aura is saying, don't hurt the trees. Don't hurt the grass. Chris, leave the green things alone. Hold back the winds. Put the devil in check. Don't hurt the trees. I read the Bible and I said, "Get the trees, help me out." But the Bible said that God speaks in what?
Parables.
Parables and symbols, am I right?
Yes.
What did the Bible say in Psalms 1? Like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. What did John the Baptist say?
The axe is laid
to the root
of every tree.
Of every tree. What did Jesus say? A tree is known
by the fruit
that it bears. Am I right?
Make it plain, Pastor.
Come on, Zechariah. What did I say?
Zechariah
chapter what? You all know.
10.
Come on, Zechariah chapter 10. Zechariah is right next to Malachi. Then you got the New Testament. So since there's 39 books in the Old Testament, let's go to the 38th book. Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 1. Go ahead.
Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain.
Now what helps the garden stay alive?
Rain, water.
Pray for rain in the time of the latter rain. What time is it, sisters and brothers?
Latter rain.
It's latter rain time. Don't pray for former rain. And when the rain falls, it falls in two phases. Latter rain knowledge, and then latter rain power. The Bible said there's coming a time when it's not the excellency of speech or the wisdom of men. The last Bible study is about to begin. Spirit of prophecy, yea, the pen of inspiration say, there's coming a time when the last Bible study is going to be given. Last argument is going to be given.
Yes.
That the last truth will be broken down. Then it will be time for demonstration. Say it with me, everybody. It's time
for demonstration.
To back up what I've been preaching. Those 12 disciples were with Jesus, and all Jesus did was teach. All he did was teach. But then when he was about to ascend, he said, tarry till you be endued with power. To back up what you've been teaching. To say, hey, the power of the Lord is with these people. It's not according to the excellency of speech or the wisdom of men, but the demonstration of spirit and power. Do you know what the Lord wants you to demonstrate first? Is that you can walk the walk and talk the talk. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
I want to walk the walk. Hey, it's a good thing that I can break it down and tell you what it means. But if I can come from behind the pulpit and live it, that says a whole lot. Come on, say amen.
That's right.
I got to be able to preach it. I got to be able to live it. And by example, don't even open up your mouth. By example, share it. I've had so many people tell me, it's not what you said, Pastor. I saw you. One brother came up to me and said, I've been in the church for 3 months, and I want to join. I said, well, praise the Lord. He said, I was ready to join the first Sabbath I was here. But it was so good, I didn't really believe it.
Come on.
He said that. Wow. He says, well, I came every Sabbath. And then I sat back and checked you out. He said, I saw how you interacted with your family. I saw how you loved your wife. I saw how you interacted and dealt with your kids. I saw how you dealt with the people. And he said, I want to join. It messes up your testimony. If all you can do is preach it.
Make it plain, Pastor.
It messes it up.
Yes, it does.
But if you can preach it, and then you can live it. Oh, a life lived in Christ is louder than any man's sermon.
Amen.
The Bible says, old men. The Bible says, great rain in the time of the latter rain. And God will bring black clouds. You know what black clouds mean? It means lightning. Have you ever looked at clouds and they start lightning up?
Yeah.
The lightning is and the lightning is so bad. The lightning is light and is faster than sound. So it breaks the sound barrier and it produces. The lightning produces thunder. And guess what the thunder does? Shakes the clouds. And guess when the clouds are shaken, guess what happens?
Rain falls.
Spirit of prophecy says the straight testimony is going to come to the church like lightning. But the Bible says, oh God, thy lightning enlightened the world. So the lightning comes as a new message, like maybe the first and second angel's message. And guess what lightning hits? Trees. And guess who the trees are?
The leadership.
In the church.
Huh? Leadership, yes.
Leaders that say, no, we're going to hold on to Sunday. Here's the lightning of the Sabbath.
Split it in half.
Am I right?
Come on.
Are we talking about the vineyard of the Lord?
Yes.
The vineyard of who?
The Lord.
Not the vineyard of the Baptists. Not the vineyard of the Catholics. Not the vineyard of an Episcopalian. But the vineyard of the Lord that denominations are trying to steal. No, the Pope doesn't own the vineyard. He's a husbandman. He's watching over the vineyard. But let me tell you who bled for the vineyard. Let me tell you who sacrificed for the vineyard. Let me tell you the second Adam who kept the garden. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, that second Adam. He said, what more can I have done to my vineyard that I have not already done? We are the vineyard. We are the trees. We are the grass. We are the grapes. We are the wheat on the tares.
Come on.
But oh, let it rain. Let it rain. Let the Holy Ghost fall upon me, because the latter rain falls in two phases. First, it falls in knowledge. What do we receive tonight, everybody?
Knowledge.
Then once we receive power, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon what?
All flesh.
Your sons and daughters will what?
Prophesy.
Old men will dream dreams and?
Young men will see visions.
Then when Sister Cindy is raising the dead, healing the sick, casting out devils, they're going to say, Cindy, when's the next time you've done going to church on the Sabbath?
Come on now.
The demonstration.
Spirit and power.
But if as soon as you receive the Holy Ghost, all you got is power. No. The power comes to prove that what you're saying is the truth.
Make
you raise somebody from the dead and say, hey, I have more of a listening ear. The demonstration. Say it, everybody.
Demonstration.
Demonstration of living. Demonstration to believe. Demonstration of spirit and
power.
Of power. Come on, as we wind down. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 1. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 2, just write it down. Matthew chapter 20. It said the fruit trees were created in the garden. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 1. Carmen, we will all wait and pick you up, sweetheart. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 1. Read.
For the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that is an household, which went out early in the morning.
Go ahead.
To hire laborers in his vineyard.
In his what?
In his vineyard.
Go ahead, talk to me.
And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day.
Who are the laborers? The preachers, amen.
Amen.
They don't own the vineyard. You can call it a denomination of Lutheran and Baptist or whatever you want to call it, but it's not about a religion, it's about a relationship. Man will label and put a church manual next to the Bible. But the Bible is the manual how to keep the vineyard healthy. It doesn't need the help of a church manual.
Come on.
Amen.
He sent them into his vineyard.
He sent them into the vineyard.
And he went out about the third hour.
First, early in the morning. Early in the morning, was for 6 in the morning. Read. Then about the third hour, it's 3 hours past 6 in the morning, which is the ninth, which is 9 o'clock a.m. or the third hour, because it's 3 hours past 6 a.m. Read.
And I saw others standing idle in the marketplace.
Idle in the church, don't know what to do. Read.
And I said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard. Whatsoever is right, I will give you.
Read.
And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth and ninth hour.
About the sixth and the ninth hour. Amen. Read.
And did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out.
Do you know that Adventists say that with the 11th hour workers. Because God called labor into the vineyard every what?
3 hours.
Every 3 hours. Every 3 hours. Early in the morning, that means how many calls have gone out?
Five.
Early in the morning,
six.
Christ came forth as God. And he created Adam and
Eve.
Early in the
morning.
And about the third hour, do you know the Holy Ghost filled at the third hour? Do you know Jesus was crucified at the third hour? The third hour, God called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as a prince. At the sixth hour, 12 noon, the sun is at its highest. Guess who came into the world as the light of the world? The Word became flesh. Now Christ is a prophet. You see? And what happened at the ninth hour? God raised up the Protestant movement, Luther, Knox, and Wesley. The Protestant movement, Thomas, should have brought us to the kingdom, brother. The Protestant movement should have taken us all the way to the kingdom. But Lorena, everybody got quiet. But you know the Bible says, for those that know prophecy, that in Zechariah chapter 6, the horses that went toward the north country has quieted my spirit.
Yes.
And there is no revival.
No revival.
So God calls every 3 hours, Chris. Early in the morning, Christ as God created Adam and Eve, the antediluvians, for 2,000 years. Then the third hour, God called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as a prince, Michael. The Bible said, one like God. He was the prince or the angel. The Bible says, the messenger of the covenant that led out Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and raised up the Israelites. Then, at the sixth hour, the Word was made flesh and Christianity came on the scene. But then there was the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, a falling away. Then the Lord came as a priest and he nourished the people of God, Revelation 12 and verse 6. And he raised up voices to protest against that great mother whore. Said, no, for it is written. And that voice of protest should have brought us all the way to the kingdom. But the Bible says that the great mother whore in Revelation 17 had some harlot daughters that said, we love worshiping on Sunday. We love praying to statues of Mary. No. We love going to the confessional box. No. He's our Holy Father, the Pope. No. We, and the Bible says the mother had daughters that honored her. Ooh. I see Ahab. What about you?
Come on.
Yeah.
Is it my vineyard? I see Jezebel. What about you? Don't worry, Ahab. I still in the vineyard. But God has his fruit trees. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
That will honor him. Say amen.
Amen.
Let the rain and the time of the
latter rain.
And I will bring what? Bright clouds of water. And you play the grass in the field. Listen, the grass don't need the Holy Ghost. I do. But the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, all grass is fresh, and I'll breathe upon it and it withers. The Bible says that we are trees of righteousness, Isaiah chapter 61. Jesus says, a tree is known by the fruit that it bears. What kind of tree are you?
Come on.
Turn to the person next to you and say, are you trees or grass?
Are you trees or grass?
Everybody in the church is a tree or grass.
What are you, a tree or grass?
She said, a tree. A tree. But she had it right. She had it right.
There shouldn't be no grass.
No, brother, you are not grass. You are not grass. You are not grass. You are not grass.
Better be no grass.
You see churches out here with 10,000 members.
That's grass.
And you say, they're successful.
Oh,
and you see the minister preaching.
Mega church.
But the Bible said in the last days, the trees are lions, taking their prey to safety. Isaiah chapter 5.
Come on.
So that means that, and it says, if you're not a lion, you're a cattle. That means these trees that has 10,000, these churches that have 10,000 members is full of grass. And the minister behind the pulpit, he's preaching a tough sermon, but he sounds like this. One lion with 10 trees is better than a cow with 1,000 blades of grass. 12 trees stood with Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost, turned the
dim world
upside
down.
Eight went on the ark. Trees, no grass. Come on, say amen. Your business. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
All you need is what?
Trees.
Trees. Say trees.
Trees. No grass.
What are you, grass or trees?
Trees.
What are you, grass or trees?
Trees.
Trees endure the storm. Trees handle their business. Trees. Come on. The pen of inspiration said when Jesus walked in heaven that the grass was tall. And it was silver and green and gold. Now Jesus walked past, the grass would go
back.
Way toward him.
Bye-bye. Waving back. That's a bad man. Grass is waving and bowing.
Grass is waving.
Yeah. And bowing. That grass is waving.
The Bible says in Matthew 21, verse 40. Jesus is the Lord of the vineyard. The Bible says in Psalms 92 and verse 13, we are planted in the house of the Lord. Psalms 96 and verse 12, as we close. Psalms 96 and verse 12. Psalms 96. Luke 3 and verse 9 says, the root of the tree, I'm going to cut it down. Jesus was healing one man, Tyrus, in Mark chapter 8, verse 24. And as he was trying to heal that man, Jesus said, can you see? He said, I see men as trees walking. Do you know what Jesus did, Tyrus? Took him out of the city and prayed to him again. And Jesus said, now what do you see?
I see men
as men. Sometimes the Lord has to take us in solitude. Woo! Sometimes the Lord has to take us out from the crowd.
Come on!
Sometimes the Lord has to call us from our family, like Abraham. Now what do you see? You see, some of us see men as trees. We think more about denomination. We think of more of mama and papa. I have so much respect for the Van Wittenbergs. That's Cindy's heritage, the Lutherans. And Elder Eric was an officer in that church. But I've seen both of these individuals crying tears, saying, thank God for the truth.
Yes, it will.
And I asked both of them, have you visited the Lutheran church? They looked at each other and smiled and said, no. Why? Once your eyes are open and the scales fall,
huh?
And you see the truth for what it is, can I say what you can see?
Can I say?
Why should you go back? The Bible says the dogs have returned to their vomit. You have made the table of the Lord contemptible. Boy, when you find the truth, come on. When you find more than just his name, preacher. When you find the truth and say, huh? The Bible was quoted 3 times, Sister Denise. By Jesus.
Amen.
Did he just dare? He did. He quoted the Bible.
Satan had to leave.
Do you know what amazes me, son? The Bible said demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Jesus. But the Bible said when you quote the word.
Yeah.
That confuses me a little bit. And you know what I've concluded, Chris? That the Catholics talk about Jesus, the Baptists talk about Jesus, the Methodists talk about Jesus. So when you say Jesus, demons tremble. But when you quote the word and expose his darkness, he cuts out running because his lie has been exposed. Come on, say amen. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my
head.
Psalms 96 verse 12. Go ahead and read, brother.
Let the field be joyful and all that is therein.
Read it again.
Let the field be joyful and all that is therein.
Let the field be joyful.
Read. Then shall all the trees of wood rejoice.
Then all the trees will rejoice. It doesn't talk about the grass rejoicing.
No.
The trees. Lift up your hand, everybody, and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
And the trees will rejoice. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
The trees are the ones that are closest to the Lord. The trees are the ones that are closest to the Lord. The trees. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
And the trees shall rejoice. I'm a tree, I'm sorry, not grass. But those trees that aren't right, Sister Jatan, the Bible says the what?
Axe.
And the grass is not right.
Lawnmower.
The gospel lawnmower. So either the gospel lawnmower or the axe. But no axe or lawnmower is going to get. Save me. Save me. The lawnmower nor the axe. I'm in the house of the Lord. But the Bible says I will plant them in my house. Psalms 92. Since when Psalms 92 and verse 13. Read it, Elder. Psalms 92 and verse 13.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot.
No.
92 and verse 13.
No.
Sorry about that. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord.
Are we planted in the house of the Lord?
Yes.
It says those that are planted, read,
shall flourish in the courts of our God.
Who wants to be planted in God's house? Matthew 21 and verse 39, and we're done. Matthew.
And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him.
Read.
When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh.
When the Lord of the vineyard what?
Cometh.
Now most people, Sister Brenda, talk about the second coming of the Lord. And listen to this preacher. And I close with this. The second coming of the Lord. Chris, listen to me, everybody, because we're done. The second coming of the Lord. Listen to me. The second coming of the Lord is the Lord coming to the world. Everybody teaches that. The rapture, the second coming of the Lord, we should be caught up. Revelation 1, he had no crown. Revelation 14, he had one crown and a sickle. Revelation 19, he had many crowns and a sword. What in the world happened from Revelation chapter 1, chapter 14, and chapter 19?
Tell me about it.
Revelation chapter 1, he's nourishing as a priest. Revelation 14, read it. He's coming summoned to his temple and who shall abide? That's when the trees are going to be uprooted or brought into his fellowship. The second coming of the Lord, he's coming to his church. That's when he says in Isaiah chapter 5, I said we're done, but we got to go to Isaiah 5. We're finished.
You want me to finish reading?
Yes. Finish reading.
And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto these husbandmen?
We're done. Isaiah 5. Isaiah 5. I said we're done, but we got to read Isaiah 5. Sisters and brothers, you are the grass and the trees and every green thing. Do you know what, Eric? There are 12 flowers in the universe. There are 12 major flowers. What if you look in the field, Tyrus, and all the field were roses or tulips or violets? Ladies, are you ready? What if you looked in the field and you just had one type of flower, one color, one fragrance, one shape? But when you look at a garden and it's really beautiful, Jatara, you see red roses, the smell of a rose, the shape of a rose, you see a violet, you see blue and yellow and green and different shapes and sizes and different fragrances. And you say, oh, this is a beautiful garden because of this variety, amen? So why is it that some people say, nothing but Baptist, nothing but Methodist, nothing but white folk, nothing but black folk, nothing but roses, nothing but violet, nothing but tulips. And when I look at people like that, I say nothing but weeds.
Make it plain, Pastor.
Nothing but weeds. Isaiah chapter 5 with them.
Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard.
Now remember about Naboth, what the story that I gave in the Old Testament? The vineyard belonged to Naboth?
Yes.
It was his
inheritance. Yes.
The church is the bride. John the Baptist says only the bridegroom has the bride. The vineyard belongs to the owner and his son. Read.
My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill.
Come on now.
And he fenced it and gathered out stones.
Fenced it means he put angels all around it. Do you know that angels encamp about the righteous? Do you know when you go to bed and you wake up, you don't have to ask the questions, were angels here protecting me? Because you woke up. Angels are there protecting you.
Come on.
And you know what blesses me, brother? Peter Prosser said, when, and the Bible makes mention, that where sin doeth abound,
His grace
doeth much more abound. And the Lord says, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be red like crimson, they should. Prosser points out that when you sin, or you should fall, the angels don't leave you. I can't wait till I get the glory, Eric. Say, where my angel? Where my angel?
Watching over me.
Where my angel?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you, huh? Watching over me.
I was a mess, wasn't I? You didn't leave me.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know we should sometimes talk to our angels,
that's
Peter Prosser says?
That's what the
because they get lonely. And my angel will say, Yeah, you were a mess.
But
the Lord instructed me not to come up no way. That's why I have patience. And I'm glad that you made it here. Come on, let's have lunch together. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, angel, thank you, Lord. When I see my angel, I'm going to be like this. What did you see?
What did you see?
What did you see?
Well, you know, he said,
the angels, I saw him.
No.
You were a rare mess, I tell you. But you worked it out. Say amen.
Amen.
The best toward the mark of the prize. Say amen.
Amen.
I look to the hills which come in my help. Say amen.
Amen.
And when sin caught me and I fell, I wiped my tears and got back up. Weeping and through it for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh man, sin doeth abound here.
Grace.
Sweet grace. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
I got somebody that knows me by my name, Jesus. The angels didn't leave me. My cousin, Jesus didn't leave me. Oh, the blood, my father didn't leave me. He said, come now, let us reason together. Do you know somebody?
Yes.
Do you know somebody?
Yes.
Do they know you?
Yes.
Does he love you?
Yes.
Has he looked upon you with love and kindness?
Yes.
Has he judged you according to your sins?
Yes.
But oh, he judged you, and he sees past your fault, and he sees what you need. Do you need something? Raise your hand. Say, I need Holy Ghost.
I need Spirit.
I need forgiveness. Every single day we should pray for the Holy Spirit, because we cannot make it on our own. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that touched my soul. Where's that brother going? Something happened.
Yes.
And
right now,
I know. I want to see you for a second. He touched me. And see, you should never move until the preacher can't help you. Come on back up, son. Come on, sing with me, everybody. He just, I guess he said, I don't know that song, so. Oh, did he touch you? He touched me. And oh, the joy of the Lord, what? Yes. Come on.
Something happened,
and now I know. Hallelujah. He touched me, and he made me whole. One more time. He touched me. He touched his dreams. Oh. Touch me, and oh, well, everybody,
touch your heart.
That what?
That floods my soul.
I can't explain it, but
something happened,
and now I know. Jesus, he touched me, the master of the vineyard, and he fixed the scar, he sealed the mind, he refreshed the spirit, he saved my soul, he touched me. It's time for communion. Let him touch you. You know how trees are sometimes tilted? While they're young, you gotta straighten them up. You have to put a stick in the ground and a stick in the ground. The law of the testimony, so we can grow right. Come on, let the trees straighten up. Let's turn into good grapes. Let's be the wheat, not the tear. This is the vineyard of the Lord. The Bible said, don't hurt the trees till I seal my souls. Are you ready to be sealed?
Amen.
Settled in the truth?
Yes.
Are we trees and good grapes?
Yes.
Are we grafted into the true vine? This is the vineyard of the Lord. The second Adam has a garden.